Back to what's in cinemas, and artist and director Julian Schnabel's new film At Eternity's Gate is an impressionistic and sometimes claustrophobic drama about the last years of Vincent van Gogh, with Willem Dafoe displaying an uncanny likeness to the Dutch painter. It's not the first time that Schnabel has made a film about an artist, with Basquiat and Reinaldo Arenas, his previous two inspirations, but this is by far his most well-known subject, who's already, of course, been immortalized on the screen many times by directors like Minelli, Pialat, and Altman. Now, Schnabel wades into this company with his unmistakable bravura. The film is boldly shot, with a lot of handheld work, capturing Van Gogh's intensity and vulnerability. Willem Dafoe is at his gritty and enigmatic best, and he's been nominated for an Oscar too. Here's a clip.
What I see, nobody else sees, and sometimes it frightens me. I think I'm losing my mind. But then I say to myself, I'll show what I see to my human brothers who can't see it. It's a privilege. I can give them hope and consolation.
You're confusing people. You're confusing yourself with your paintings.
I am my paintings.
It's a very strong film, At Eternity's Gate, and here's director Julian Schnabel now, talking first about working with Dafoe.
Willem is a physical actor. He's very, very smart. He's got an interior life. He knows about art. We've known each other for 30 years. We trust each other. He's deeply talented. And I needed somebody that had the depth of character and that who I knew that I could depend on and to be as open as possible and who could access something that was beyond acting.
Because the film, formally speaking, seems very intimate, and the process seems like it must have been quite intimate physically, because often with the camera, you're very close to his face. Tell me about that sort of formal decision about often being very close to the actor's face and therefore the performance, and how that shooting style affected the performance or drew out this great performance, do you think?
Well, I think the paintings that Van Gogh made are very physical, and I think even if a painting is quite small, the self-portrait, the head is human scale. The head fills up the frame. And so I think the paintings, in a sense, dictate how the movie's made, whether they're horizontal paintings and they're landscapes or they're square paintings, but ultimately you get a sense that they're vertical paintings, and they are portraits. But not only that, the fact that it's a movie about a painter, and that's what I am. I mean, I'm a painter. That informs what the movie is. It's something that it's not just a topic that I picked to make a movie about. It's something that seemed fundamental and natural for me to do. And I think that, I mean, I painted Willem's portrait over the years and more than once. And then I taught him how to paint. So not that he's a painter now, but the fact that he would know how to hold a brush, know how to look at something. If he saw a shoe, he would see how the light hit the shoe and paint the light in, rather than have a preconceived idea of what a shoe is. So it's about changing the way that one looks at things. And I think ultimately it changed the way that he sees things. I think that the film hopefully and makes you look at the world differently also. And it's not really just about painting. It's about anybody that ever tried to make anything.
Van Gogh is one of those figures in art history who people think they know. He's one of those figures who has crossed over into sort of public knowledge about art. I mean, everyone, even people who know perhaps very little about painting, feel they know who Van Gogh was and what he suffered through. But what did you want to portray? What sort of truth did you want to arrive at in this depiction?
Well, what was your take on it after seeing the movie?
Well, to me, it's a sort of fascinating film about a character who works on two levels. On one level, he's extremely sort of vulnerable because he's so sensitive, but on another level he's incredibly driven by this single-minded passion, this attachment to his art, really. And I find that the fascinating sort of binary at the heart of this film and Willem Dafoe's performance.
Well, he sits up in the field after walking through the field, and he tastes the dirt, and he has a big smile on his face, you know that this man is in the right place at the right time. He was absolutely successful in that sense, where he was doing exactly what he wanted to do. He expressed the inexpressible, and that is a huge success. And so this notion about not selling paintings, or as if he was, that was his big goal to sell the painting. Well, if he wanted to sell, I think he probably would have done something else if he wanted to make money. I don't think that was his goal. And that wasn't the goal of the film either, to make money. The goal was to try to show what the process of making a painting is and how somebody's commitment to that is enough. I mean, the thing that he never felt, or that he never got, that I got or received, is an audience. And so I was sitting in the Museum of Modern Art the other night, and we showed the movie, and the response was amazing. And Abel Ferrara was sitting next to me, and Francesco Clemente, and some different artists who I respect and like, and people that I didn't know. But there was a room full of people that you could feel responding to this. And I guess Van Gogh only really got that in his exchange of letters with some friends, his brother, and that's why also his friendship and his relationship with Gauguin was so important, and why it was so devastating to him when Gauguin left. But that being said, I also wanted to show that Gauguin he had his own path, but he didn't abandon him, and he continued to write to Van Gogh, and they continued to make plans together. And even after Van Gogh's death, he wrote that text that was in the Mercure d'Art, where he talked about his yellow room and the yellow house and how it smelled, and where Van Gogh wrote, "I am the Holy Spirit, sound of spirit on the wall." So I think it shows how important friendship and dialogue is. And I also think that, yeah, Willem is great, but Oscar Isaac and Mads Mikkelsen and Matthew Almerich and Niels Aristrup and Emmanuel Seigné and Vlad Kosiny, all the acting that's in the movie, the actors, there was a lot of people that were leaning towards the divine light altogether, a lot of trust and a lot of love, not a lot of self-hate in this movie or sarcasm, but there is joy and spontaneity. It's funny. I once asked Niels Aristrup if he could repeat a word, the sergeant, when he was the madman in the bathtub. And he said, "Well, I don't think I can do that because I'm kind of like a leaf that's blowing in the wind. And I don't know where I was when I said the word sergeant. I don't think I can do that." Yeah. I realized that the whole film was made like that. And Willem was blowing in the wind there and leaning towards something. And then seeing what part of what was inside of him would pop out if he leaned that way and opened up that valve. And I think that what we witness is sort of the effervescence of something. And so it's not, I don't think there's any acting going on. I think there are people in situations that are reacting to them. And in that sense, it's very real. And the movie shot in the first person, so you kind of see the way people are responding to him. You feel like him. So maybe the movie's not about Van Gogh. It's about being him.
Julian Schnabel, as a painter, did you, there are many films about painters, and there are those shots that seem obligatory where we see the hand of the artist working on the painting. We see the actor pretending to paint or attempting to paint like the subject. But as a painter, did you yourself have anything to do with actually painting what we see in the frame of Van Gogh's?
Yes. I also made Willem comfortable enough and equipped to paint, and we see him, he's not making believe. You see Willem painting the painting. That you don't see in most movies about painters, where the actor is actually painting and the painting is believable. But that was important to me, that would be handled correctly, and I needed to believe that.
How much of you is in there as well? How much of your painting is in there, or you painting?
Well, I'd have to say to you, you know, in the movie, Van Gogh, when asked by Dr. Ray, "You're confusing people. You're confusing yourself with your paintings." And he says, "I am my paintings." So I'd have to tell you that I am my paintings. And I am this film. I mean, so how much I painted on one work or another. I mean, I did quite a bit of painting from one thing to the next. I painted the self-portrait of Van Gogh on the wall because I wanted the painting to look like Willem more than Van Gogh, since he's being Van Gogh. So, or the painting of Gauguin that he sent to Van Gogh that's on the wall in his yellow room when my daughter Stella's making the bed in there with Willem, and she's asking him questions, and there's a painting of Gauguin on the wall, which was a painting of a Gauguin painting. So, you know, whenever I needed to paint something, I did. But Willem did quite a bit of work, and he was, so it was something that he could do also while he was acting. I mean, it's as if there's another character that's in the scene with the, he's not just having a conversation with somebody, he's having a conversation with somebody while he's painting, which is different.
Julian Schnabel, did you watch any of the other films about Van Gogh as a reference, as a way of working out what you didn't want to do?
Well, I mean, I've seen other films about him, but the movie is not based on any of that. It's based on my feelings about him. Not, it's not even based on the letters. I mean, I've read his letters, I've seen movies, but I've looked at his paintings quite a bit, and, you know, I have my own version of how I feel about him and how I feel about his work. And there's a quote that Francis Bacon made his Van Gogh on the Way to Work paintings in between 54 and 57. He said, how to create anomalies, inaccuracies, and refashionings to where what comes out are lies. But lies are more true than literal fact. So there was a construction that, and this is a quote from Van Gogh that Francis Bacon was referring to. And so in concert to that, we made up a version of what possibly could be a movie about Van Gogh, but I probably as much a movie about Van Gogh as it is about, I mean, the things that I wanted him to say or that I wanted to say about painting that I could say through Van Gogh. So it didn't have anything to do with any of the other movies that anybody made about him.
Director Julian Schnabel there talking to me about his new film At Eternity's Gate, which is in cinemas now. And that's it for another edition of The Screen Show. I'm Jason DeRosso. Do remember that you can always contact us on Twitter at ArtsOnRN, at ArtsOnRN. You can also write to us. That's artsonrn@abc.net.au. That email address again, artsonrn, all one word, @abc.net.au. I'm also on Twitter with a personal account. That's Jason DeRosso, JDRRR, and Lauren Carroll Harris, our wonderful TV critic who's on the show each week, also has her own personal Twitter account. So hit us up there if you'd like. We will be back with another Screen Show, same time, same place next week. And let's go out now with some of the exquisite music composed by Nicholas Britell for the film If Beale Street Could Talk.